Welcome to The Flash Entertainment, where we dive deep into the stories shaping today's cinematic and television landscapes. Today, we're unpacking the journey of Richard Gadd with his Netflix series Baby Reindeer, exploring Travis Kelce's transition from the football field to the horror drama scene in Grotesquerie, and paying tribute to the late Susan Buckner, whose vibrant legacy leaves an indelible mark on the entertainment world. Stay tuned as we explore these compelling narratives. First up, let's explore Baby Reindeer, a haunting Netflix series that blurs the lines between creator Richard Gadd's real-life experience and the fictional world he portrays. Lester, can you tell us more about this intense psychological battle?
Absolutely, Wendy. Richard Gadd's Baby Reindeer is as much a personal catharsis as it is a groundbreaking piece of entertainment. Stemming from Gadd's own terrifying experience of being stalked for 6 years, the series offers a rare glimpse into the complexities of toxic empathy, a term Gadd uses to describe his conflicted feelings towards his stalker.
That's a profound exploration. Gadd's endeavor to translate his stage show into a series must have been quite challenging.
Indeed, it was. During a recent panel in Los Angeles, Gadd shared the grueling process of writing the series, ensuring it captured the nuances of his harrowing experience authentically. His dedication was driven by a desire to handle his story with the seriousness it deserved, avoiding any future regrets of unexplored depths. Jessica Gunning and Nava Mao, who played key roles in the series, also spoke about the emotional toll their characters took on them, further emphasizing the series' impact.
It must be daunting, portraying such complex characters.
Absolutely. And Gadd's discussion on his stalker, who has since threatened legal action, reveals a deeper layer of conflict. Despite everything, he expresses empathy for her, viewing her not as a villain, but as someone failed by the system.
It's intriguing how Baby Reindeer challenges its viewers, not just with its narrative, but with moral and ethical questions surrounding empathy and personal boundaries.
Baby Reindeer stands out for its unflinching look at life's darker aspects through a lens of realism. The audience is left to draw their own conclusions, reflecting Gadd's intent to provoke thought on the complexities of human nature.
An enriching yet harrowing tale. Moving on, let's talk about a lighter transition from football glory to the dramatic world of acting. Lester? Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce is making headlines not for his achievements on the field, but for his upcoming role in Ryan Murphy's Grotesquerie. Sean, what can you tell us about this unexpected crossover?
Kelce's move into acting is indeed surprising, but aligns with his journey of exploring talents beyond football. His inclusion in Grotesquerie, an FX horror drama by Ryan Murphy, signals his first significant foray into acting.
Quite an intriguing choice for Kelce. How has the public reacted to his casting?
The reactions have been mixed, Wendy. While many are excited to see Kelce bring his charisma to the small screen, others are skeptical about his transition from sports to acting. Nonetheless, Grotesquerie promises to be a captivating series, and Kelce's role is highly anticipated.
It must be a bold move for Kelce, stepping into a genre like horror drama.
Indeed, it is. Kelce has shown a flair for performance in his previous cameos and hosting gigs, but Grotesquerie represents a deeper dive into acting. Ryan Murphy's projects are known for their bold storytelling, making this an exciting development.
An exciting transition, no doubt. From horror drama back to the musical stage, our next segment pays tribute to a beloved star. Sean? The entertainment world lost a gem with the passing of Susan Buckner. Laura, could you share more about her lasting legacy?
Susan Buckner, known for her vibrant portrayal of Patty Simcox in Grease, passed away at 72. A versatile actor, her career spanned film, TV, and music, leaving an indelible mark on audiences worldwide.
Her role in Grease is iconic. What can you tell us about her journey to stardom?
Buckner's journey began with her crowning as Miss Washington, paving the way for a diverse and vibrant career. From serious roles to lighthearted performances, she showcased her wide-ranging talent with grace.
Besides acting, Buckner was involved in teaching and nurturing young talents, wasn't she?
Yes, she dedicated her later years to coaching and directing, impacting many young lives. Her legacy extends beyond her performances, living on through her students and the arts community.
A truly remarkable talent, Susan Buckner's spirit and contributions to the entertainment world will not be forgotten. Thank you, Laura, for sharing her story. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've delved into the dark and complex narrative of Baby Reindeer, witnessed Travis Kelce's ambitious leap into acting, and paid tribute to the unforgettable Susan Buckner. Each story invites us to explore the depths of human experience, the courage to embark on new ventures, and the enduring impact of an artist's legacy. Thank you for joining us today. Knowledge and Entertainment, on demand.